welcome to another exciting episode of Riding with Brendan podcast. Today we are on the Capitol building steps for which is for a reason. I'm here with Dwayne Oparka from Rolling Thunder Chapter 5. The reason we're here is for your event that is going to be here. I thought, why not record here, right? Yep. I like to do all these crazy things that make my life harder to record.
I love it.
So, yeah, I know. So, thanks for coming on. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir, man. Thanks
appreciate
for doing
it.
This. Thank you.
Capitol's a busy day today. We have the band. I'm going to tell you guys it's for us, but might not be, but it probably is. So tell me about, so I know a little bit about Rolling Thunder. I know that, like, we met a few years ago. I've been to a couple events. We were at the Howell Courthouse.
Yep.
And that's actually the first one. And then I came last year here, but I came late because of all the millions of events that they had me doing. So tell us about Rolling Thunder in general, how it you know, the history and all that fun stuff.
Rolling Thunder, from the beginning, started as a term, that, and it started, it was used in 1965 during the Vietnam War.
Okay.
And it was it was called Operation Rolling Thunder, and it was a 43-month-long bombing campaign in Vietnam.
Wow.
So that's where Rolling Thunder originally started at, because it sounded, when the planes were coming through, the bombers were coming through, it just sounded like constant rolling thunder. It was just never ending.
Wow, yeah.
So moving ahead, when the war ended, there were prisoners of war missing in action that were unaccounted for. We didn't know where they were at, and the government wasn't really doing a whole lot about it.
Okay.
They weren't really pushing for it. They said, everybody's home, everybody's home. Nothing was happening. So in 1988, a gentleman by the name of Artie Muller, who was our Rolling Thunder National Director, decided that we need to get something done about this. We need to find out where our people are. So they started a ride in Washington, D.C. to go to the Capitol and try to get the representatives and the people in Washington to get off their butt and do something about our men that weren't home. So that ride, I think, had 2,500 motorcycles.
The first one?
Yep, the first one. This will be our 36th year doing events on Memorial Day weekend. The rides kept getting progressively larger and larger and larger. The last ride that Rolling Thunder did in D.C. was in 2019. At that event, we had 1.7 million motorcycles in the ride.
A couple more than the first one.
Couple more, yeah. And we would use the Pentagon parking lot to stage out of, because that was about the only place in Washington, D.C. that had enough room for that many motorcycles. The parking lots were full. The roads needed to be shut down along the parking lots to park motorcycles. There were that many there. The problem was, is at first the Pentagon would give us the parking for free and let us be there.
Oh, yeah.
And then
nothing lasts for free with the government.
No. And then as the government got involved, it started costing a lot of money. And it was almost to the tune of $250,000 to put that event on.
For fuck's sake. Come on.
No, I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Yeah. They didn't want us there.
Clearly, yeah. Right? Wow.
So at that point, National said, you know, because we've got almost 90 chapters across the country. So National said, why don't we do events in all of the home states of all the chapters on the same day, the day before Memorial Day, from coast to coast, north to south, at the same time. So then COVID hit. So we couldn't do anything here in Michigan. Other states were able to do it. This will be our third year here. So we join in. Our chapter, we're based out of Brighton, but we have members from downriver to Redford to Owosso to all over the place. And there's two other chapters on the west side of the state, chapters 1 and 4. They're in Muskegon and Manistee. So we're going to start out from our end at Motor City Harley, and they're going to start out from their end. We're all going to meet at Full Throttle Motorsports. And then we're going to have another escort here to the Capitol. The ceremony, once we get here, not only honors you know, and remembers our over 81,000 still unaccounted for that we have service members.
Is it that many?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. So we honor them. We remember them because we're not going to forget them, and we're not going to forget them until they're all home. And also we honor our military fallen because that's what Memorial Day is about.
Yep.
We honor our Gold Star family. So there will be a ceremony here after the ride to do all that.
Okay. Yep.
So, and that's kind of how it was in D.C. It was brought in to, you know, to keep it alive, keep the memory alive, to keep fighting to bring our people home. And it's getting, I mean, we still keep finding more. They still keep, you know, digging. But the problem, you know, that is getting is time.
Yeah.
People get older. People pass away. Memories fade. The scenery changes. The one tree or the one plot of land where people were buried could have changed in all these years. The trees fell, something happened.
Yeah.
You know, so
condo development.
Anything like, yep. And that's the problem. But I mean, they're still going. The worst part is the ones that are missing, like in the Pacific during World War II. Most of them were lost at sea.
Right.
So to try to find them is tough. However, when we were at our conference in Washington, D.C. last year in November, where all the chapters come in from across the country, we had a gentleman come in from University of Madison in Wisconsin. And they have a program where they're using sonar and everything else. Once they have an idea of where the site is, where the ship went down or planes went down, they can send robots down in there to start picking DNA samples out of the dirt.
Crazy.
And then they start zeroing in where the stronger samples are, and then they can send a dig down there to try to retrieve remains.
Well, that's amazing that they do that.
Yep.
Because, yeah, it could be so easy just to be like,
Yeah, I know.
It's too much pain in the ass, man. God bless them. Thank them first for your service, but...
Yep. So that's... That's kind of where we started and how we, what we do. We obviously go for helping POWs and MIAs and bringing awareness, but we also assist veterans' needs. Like, say, in the area, somebody comes to us, a vet can't afford to make his mortgage payment that month, has no food in the house, utilities are getting shut off, needs somebody to talk to. We assist with the funding or the chit-chat or...
Very nice.
Help them out at Christmas time. We've taken trees and hams and food and presents. And so that's kind of...
Okay. We'll have all your contact info on this so we can... Okay. If you're watching on YouTube, it'll be at the bottom. If you're on the platform, I'll put it in the description if you're on, like, Spotify or whatnot listening. So how many riders do you think you'll have this year here?
Last year we had about 300.
Really? Okay,
yep.
That's a lot for a Michigan thing.
And it's been growing.
Yeah, imagine so.
So as the word gets out, because a lot of the things that we decided when we brought them to our home states, there's a lot of people that can't take 4 or 5 days off to ride to Washington.
I know. And if they can, they end up in Sturgis usually, right?
Right, exactly. So, and then the news doesn't cover it when we're going to Washington.
Yeah.
So nobody knows what that event's about. So now that we're doing it in our own home states, the people that can't ride that far, can't take the time, can come to the local events.
Yes.
And now people understand what we're doing. Because everybody thought Rolling Thunder was a ride. But it is a ride.
It is, but it's much more.
There's more to it.
And and that's why I wanted to have you on, too, so people would learn a little more about it. I mean, it's a cool ride on Memorial Weekend.
Right.
Is it in conjunction with the Washington ride, same time, same days?
Yes.
I mean, obviously time zone differences, but it's
right.
Same day, same weekend.
Because it was always in Washington. It was always the day before Memorial Day on Sunday. And at noon.
Okay.
So all the states are going to be generally right around noon.
Okay.
So as it's going, the sun's traveling across the United States, it's going to be going.
Yeah, that's national. And
right.
I'm assuming, and you can answer this, each ride, do they all end up at their state's capital?
No, some go to different memorials. Some Some will be doing POW honor chair dedication. Okay. So we were trying to figure out a place where all the chapters in Michigan could meet. You know, and there's veterans memorials around here too.
Yes.
We figured what a fitting place since we're still, you know, we want to bring awareness about our prisoners of war and missing in action.
Absolutely.
What a fitting place to do it.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. So, with any, I mean, it's a weekend, it's a holiday weekend, but with any luck, some of the legislators will be around and see that.
They hear about it.
Yeah.
We will have some here, too.
Yeah, good, good.
Yep, yep.
I was worried about who was setting up behind us. You know, yeah. It could be some anti-gun lobby or something. You know, here we are.
Oh, well.
Michigan Socialist Party or something on the fucking podcast. That's my fucking luck right there.
Yeah, no kidding. We won't be on the air very long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. They keep looking for Kyle. Have you seen Kyle?
Yeah.
So,
oh, God. I love it.
So how did you get involved with Rolling
How
Thunder?
Did I get involved?
So okay. You've been riding a minute or two.
I've been riding bikes since I was 5 years old. I still have my Honda 50.
Do you really?
Yes,
nice.
I do.
Very cool.
And then I have my second bike, which was a Yamaha GT80. I still have that. So
look
I still
this
got.
Guy.
Yeah,
collector.
I got it. Yeah. But no, I started. I was never able to serve. I have an issue with my shoulder and arm, which wasn't going to let me join the military. And one weekend, a buddy of mine and I were heading to the UP, and we stopped at a rest area in Fenton.
Okay.
And I was waiting for him there. Actually, he was coming from Grass Lake. So I was waiting there for him, and a bunch of bikes rolled in. And I'm looking at them, and they had Rolling Thunder on their vests. And I was talking with the gentleman. His name was Keith. And he was telling me about what they do and all that, and they were going to Sheboygan for an event. And he says, hey, if you ever want to check us out, here's my card. This is when the meetings are. So I looked at it and said, yeah, put it in my pocket, you know, like you always do. And when I got home, I started thinking more about it, and I said, maybe I should go check it out. So I went to the one meeting, checked it out, and says, yep, this is something I think I could do. That was in 2009. It'll be 15 years this year that I've been a member.
Okay.
So I joined and then was on the board, then chairman of the board, and I've been president for, this will be 10 years this year. So
you are in a sense serving. I mean, you're doing a great,
well, I want to give,
great service. Yeah, yep. For sure, man. So I mean, I get that some people just can't get in, you know, and even though they wanted to or whatnot.
Right.
So
yep.
I didn't serve either, so I try to help where I can.
That's
right?
It. Yep.
You get in where you fit in, and
they, you know, they gave it all for us, and now it's my time to give it back. So,
right. For sure.
You know, and to be a member, yeah, you don't. To be a member of Rolling Thunder, you don't have to have a motorcycle because we're not a motorcycle club.
Right.
We are a veteran, a POW MIA awareness group and veteran support group. That's what we are. So you don't have to have a motorcycle, although a lot of us do. You don't have to be a veteran.
Okay.
You got to help.
Okay.
And that's it. You do three meetings. You're required to do three meetings and three events a year. That's
okay.
Your requirement.
Oh, that's not horrible for
no.
somebody.
No.
You think for people that want to give back, that's a bare minimum, right?
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, and most people, you know, like last year, I think, I got to look at the calendar again, but I think we were over 60 events that we did.
Wow.
Whether it was, you know, doing flag lines at funerals, go visiting somebody, fundraiser, stuff like that. It was almost, sometimes it was two or three a weekend in the summertime that we're trying to split ourselves up and go do all of this stuff. But, you know, we had a vet last year, and she's not nearby. She's out by Applegate, which is by west of Port Huron.
Okay.
And they called us, you know, and we're in Brighton, so we're 2 hours away from her. Navy vet, she wrote the blueprints for the Patriot missile. She's living in this home that she hasn't had water for 2 years. Couldn't use the bathroom. The outside her house, to get out the back door, was so overgrown she couldn't let her dog go to the bathroom. So the dog was in the house. She had no bathroom in the house for herself. She had no running water. Her refrigerator broke. She had no refrigerator.
Wow.
She had no family in the area, and she was too proud to ask for help.
Which,
so,
yeah.
They do.
I would
and
say
they
that's
won't.
A lot of, yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Yep. So we found out about it, and for some reason, unfortunately, some of the organizations in her area said they didn't have time and couldn't deal with it. And I said, I'm not going to let this happen.
I just can't. There's a lot I can say right now.
I just can't let it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So we, one weekend, we got a couple bikes together, and we took off out there. I said, let's get a lay of the land. Let's find out what we got to deal with here and go from there. And we got there, and it was a mess. It was so bad. When you looked out the back door, the window, on a sunny day like today, it looked like it was nighttime. It was so overgrown.
Wow.
You couldn't even open the door to get outside. And so that had to be cleaned up. We were able to get her water hooked up. It
froze and broke the pipe.
Well, whoever's handling her bills didn't fill her propane tank. So she was out of heat. The house froze the pipes coming in, so she had no water. So we got that fixed. We got her a refrigerator delivered. And we got some of the house cleaned up and stuff. Some of it she could handle herself. We're looking at the backyard, and I'm going, I can't do this by myself.
No,
we can't
no.
do it with what we've got. So I contacted a landscaping company over there, explained the situation to them. And he said, I can meet you there next Saturday, and let's see what we can do. So we went back there again, met us there, a young crew. He looked at it and said, here's what we'll do. He said, pay me for the fuel and for a couple of the guys here, and we'll handle it. We'll haul everything away.
Awesome.
So they brought their guys in. They only charged, they still did it cheap. I think it cost us a couple $100 for these guys to do it. And they cleaned it, and it didn't look like it was ever overgrown.
Good for them.
So now her yard is good. I mean, I thank them so many times. But it was, and it's just, some of that stuff is just how we, you know, what we do. So
yeah.
If
okay.
somebody calls me and says they want something, and it's a vet,
It's hard to say no.
I can't say no.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When these people start calling me on the weekends or they want something, I can't. What am I going to do?
Right.
You know?
Right. Oh, shit.
What'd you do?
I got a little magnet that I clipped. Oh. It's all in my pants.
Make sure that goes on there.
It's not a show until my pants are involved, right?
You do outtakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's the blooper video?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be longer than any episode of life. All right, there we go. Yeah. All right. So, still here with Dwayne, and still at the Capitol. The fans are starting to crowd in. So before we sign autographs,
there you go. I got three pens.
Right on. We'll start going with this. So tell me, does your ride cost to be part of?
No.
Okay.
Our ride, we do not charge for our ride. It's been mentioned, you know, we never charged in D.C. Just logistics wouldn't make that possible anyway.
Sure.
But, and we've thought about it, and just like our ride to remember in the fall, I could never bring myself to use an event where we honor our fallen military to make money off of. I just can't.
Okay.
I want people to be able to ride. If they don't have a dollar in their pocket, if they want to come and ride, I want them to honor our fallen. We can take donations and all that. We can do other fundraisers, but I just can't bring myself to charge to do a ride to honor our military fallen. I just, doesn't seem right to me.
I get it. For sure. And they can reach out to donate or get involved.
Yes, sir. Yep.
So when you join Rolling Thunder, I know you said it's not a motorcycle.
We're not a motorcycle. Yep.
We're group.
We can't classify ourselves as a motorcycle club. We are a prisoner of war, missing in action, accountability group. in a veteran support group. Say a veteran needs assistance with a mortgage or anything like that, we are there to take care of them and help them.
So if you want to donate and be involved with that, there's not really a better cause out there, in my opinion.
Thank you.
You can reach out to Rolling Thunder. Is there like a prospect phase, I guess?
No.
You were telling me that a few, they need a certain amount of
Jeffrey,
meetings.
Come here.
Uh-oh.
If you want to join Rolling Thunder, you do not need to have a motorcycle and you do not need to be a veteran. You need to do 3 events and 3 meetings a year. You're going to have to come over here because you can't get in the camera. All right. Come here. Stand in front of me because my patch is all wore off. When you join, after 3 months, you get what's called a boot patch right there, and it has the state and the chapter name on it. After a year from the boot patch, then you get your Eagle and Rocker. Those patches are property of National. They do not belong to you. When you leave the chapter, you turn them back in. They just don't want the patches getting out and being used by somebody giving us a bad name.
Yeah, which is the case on a lot of social clubs,
riding clubs,
MCs. So that's understandable.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yep.
So it is a little bit of a commitment. It's not walk in and order your patch. Here you go. Welcome.
Yep. It's not like a hog chapter. It's not like that. You know,
we
want people who are dedicated and who are doing it more to help than to have a patch on their back. You know, patches, recognition and stuff. But
The patch makes the man, not the man makes the patch.
Right. Yeah. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it. Yep.
There's a saying there.
But
somewhere.
So and then you just every year there are dues. You know, they're $40 a year. The chapter, we keep 10 of it. National gets 30 of it. And they use it. You know, they have 90-some chapters to run, so to cover postage and everything else. When we buy flags from them, they cover the postage on all our American flags, POW flags. So the money gets used for chapter purposes. None of us get paid.
Right.
We're all volunteers.
Sure.
There's no... We donate our time. We donate whatever we have. So, so that's what we're in it for.
So Memorial Day, Motor City Harley.
Yes, sir.
What time?
We start staging at 6:30 a.m.
Shit. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking the crack of noon here. All right.
We start at Motor City. We start staging at 6:30. Kickstands up at 8:30. They're gonna have coffee and donuts over there. We're going to make a quick stop in Howell on Grand River. There's a VG's gas station right before M59. We're going to stop there for about 15-20 minutes. We're going to pick up riders that don't want to go to Farmington to turn around and come back this way. If somebody's got a Sportster and they need to top off, they can top off, you know. And then we're going to head this way. We'll meet at Full Throttle Power Sports. The other two chapters, 4 and 1, will meet us from the other side. And then at 11:30, it'll be kickstands up from Full Throttle. It'll be a police escort from there to the Capitol.
Okay.
We're going to have a police escort all the way from Motor City to here. I don't know about chapters 4 and 1, but we will have a police escort all the way.
Awesome.
So, yep.
So,
and we are not taking the highway. I get to ask a question all the time. So you're taking the highway?
No,
we're going to take Grand River to Williamston, cut across 96, and come in from the south side.
Okay, there we go. So, someone's getting it. I'm jealous.
Yep.
Do you need volunteers for that event?
We could use some here, yes.
Okay, so if you want to volunteer, you don't have a bike, and you don't need a bike or whatever, you can show up here and volunteer. You can find Dwayne. He'll put you to work.
Well, Michelle will be here before. Yep.
We're
going to have people here probably around 9:30.
Okay.
Trying to get things ready, the canopy set up and chairs and all that. So
awesome.
If come on out, we'll find something for you to do, and we would appreciate it. That would help us out a lot, too.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be here, I think, probably for that, unless something happens before then that I
don't
allow it. Okay. So we're also briefly discussed off camera the event in Hamburg in September.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yep. On September, it'll be September 12th through the 15th. The moving wall and the Gold Star wall will be coming in to Hamburg for that weekend. This will be the fourth time that the wall, the Vietnam wall, has been to Hamburg. As far as the Gold Star wall, this will be the first time it's been in Michigan. It's never been in Michigan before.
Oh.
The Gold Star wall honors the families of the service members who are fallen. So they're going to be both set up, one kind of adjoining each other, far enough apart, but they'll all be in the same place.
Awesome.
The escort, if you want to escort for that wall, that is on September 12th. The route is supposed to be the same as last year.
Okay.
Which we start out at in Brighton, right next to Brighton Ford. There's a Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
We line up on that street. I'm not sure of the times yet. I will find
update
out
me,
more
I'll
of that.
Update everybody. And look on social media. It'll be all over. Rolling Thunder, Chapter 5, Facebook page.
Yep.
Riding with Brendan, which is just my page, Brendan.
Yep, there you go.
I didn't want to make another page.
No, okay, there you go. Sometimes it gets overwhelming.
It's a lot of work, man.
Did I post this on? Which one didn't I?
Yeah. So, guys, if you're a fan of the show, you get to see my shit show life play out in front of you on my social media.
It's all good.
Yeah, I'll be at. And I'm sure we need volunteers. You need volunteers for that.
We're going to need volunteers for that. If you go on to, let me see that flyer there. There should be a...
thank you. Whoop, there's a free one.
Oh.
What we got here?
There's that.
Oh, okay.
That's the website. Yep, if you go to themovingwallhamburg.org, they're going to have... The website is up and running, and you can get volunteer slips off of there. There's challenge coins available right now. There will be shirts available. All that funding goes to help bring this wall in.
Cool.
It's not cheap to bring the wall in between all the permits and everything. So anything you can help us out with would be greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. We'll have the link. And depending on which software I use to edit this on YouTube, I can
that too.
Add the link, or I have to make click and copy if I do
okay.
If I do the easy way out. So, but yeah, a definite event to come to. I'll have this. I'll get a better picture of this, probably put it like right here. Hey.
There you go.
The event right there. But yeah, we'll definitely have the website to this, and there's a QR code I can put up as well.
Yep.
For that. So awesome. I'll definitely be at this one for volunteering. Wherever you guys need me, wherever they need me, whoever.
It'll be and the walls are open 24 hours a day.
Okay.
There is no shutdown. They have security there. Because they're gonna have, they don't want anybody doing anything to the wall. They don't want anybody doing anything to the military displays.
Sure.
To the Huey, anything like that. So there's.
Great. Yeah.
It's round the clock, and you can come to the wall if you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you can come. It's open.
Go.
Yep. It's open. It's gonna be lit. Everything's lit. So there's. It's there for you. It's
quite
so,
display. I didn't think it's a not. Do not miss.
Yep.
Kind of thing.
Yes.
And I can't believe I missed everything. I'm saying shit now, right?
Yeah,
I haven't been
right.
in 2 years.
You'll get it. You'll make up for it.
I've been waiting for the Gold Star wall.
There you go.
Honest.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah, I can't believe I haven't been to that. So I'm sure me and Prophet and Girth and Pat Kakuko. So that'll be something really sight to see, an event to see for sure.
It
3
is.
Days.
Yep.
3 days. So
yep.
Check the website for times and of different things going on during the days.
Yep, we're working on the programs right now because Thursday night's going to be opening ceremonies. Friday night, I believe, honors women veterans. Saturday is POW MIA day. We'll have a missing man table ceremony in the evening. Sunday will be closing ceremonies in the evening, because on Monday morning, the wall, we disassemble it, load it in the trailer, and it goes on to the next place. So,
well, thank you so much for coming on, taking the time
thank
today,
you.
Man.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no, and
thanks for doing this.
Thanks for getting involved. I mean, like I said, everybody serves their own way. Just because
yep.
you weren't
yep.
there doesn't mean you're not helping.
That's right.
Doing a lot more than some people. So, Get involved with the veteran organization. I urge everybody to. I mean, yes. They did so much for us. The least we can do is give back a little bit, right? Shit.
Yeah.
Even a week and a month. Who gives a shit? Do something.
Right. There's needs for it everywhere. At the VA, there's all, we go to the VA hospital. We haven't been able to lately, but now they're letting us back in. We would do bingo there once a month. And just because some of the guys that are there don't have family in town, so they're stuck in their room all day. And to get them out of their room and go down to the hall to play bingo and win some quarters to go spend to buy a candy bar or something. Yeah. I mean, just to get them out and chit-chat. And I mean, imagine yourself stuck in a hospital room and nobody's coming to see you.
And it
gets old. You can only watch so much TV.
And that
gets old after a while.
Basically I'm saying don't take your freedoms for granted, man. Reach out to a vet. Yep. Talk to them. See how they're doing. Thank them for their service.
Exactly.
Yep. Buy them a coffee.
Yep.
Pop, whatever.
Whatever.
So I sit down and
it all makes a difference. It all does.
So again, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you
for helping me with this stuff. Thank you. Jill from Michigan Bike
Thank
Law.
You.
Thank you. You're doing a little higher. No, I'm just kidding. You're good. You're good. Thank you.
The sun is gone.
So there you go. We can get the band to strike up, fellas. No, I just
send us out of here.
I think this event is something with the kids, which is also respectable. Yep. I had no idea they're going to be here today.
They had no idea we were going to be here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Touche. But we stayed out of their way, and they were pretty accommodating to us. I'm sure they have permits where I'm just some jackass that showed up, right?
They'll send you the bill.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, don't you know it. How do you spell your last name, Jill? Write it out, too. So, all right, guys. Thanks. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
Hope to see you guys there. Season starting, man. Stuff's starting to kick off. It's going to get busy quick.
Yep.
So I hope to see all you guys out there.
It was a crisp ride in this morning, let me tell you.
But it's going to be a beautiful one home.
There you go.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, just got to take the positives.
I can take my sails down now. I didn't even have to run the bike on the way here. It was so windy.
Oh, my God. It was, too. So I'd have all the leathers on. So.
I didn't have leathers. I have my Duluth thermal line jeans.
There you go. Those are just as good.
Yes, sir.
So
it blocks it.
All right. Thanks again for tuning in. Like, subscribe, share, tell all your friends, your mom and her friends, and
everybody.
Everybody. Watch the show. It's a lot of fun for me, and I hope it is for everybody that watches.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. We'll see you guys next time.